T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, here we are on yet another Manic Monday. I'm Scoot in the afternoon. I'm glad you're with us on this Monday, February the 11th. Red Beans and Rice Day in this part of the country. You know, some people don't know this, and some people... See, there's that echo again. Okay? You hear this echo? Everybody's trying to tell me that it's my headphones. I'm turning my headphones way down. The echo is still there. I don't know what it is. Wait, is it gone? No. It's so weird. Ian Hocus, messing around with things in the studio. There's something about this first segment of the show where I sometimes just, it appears from nowhere. There's this echo. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm going to do the show anyway. But no need to send us a text because we know it's there. This is so weird. Nobody here can seem to figure it out. And watch, nobody will touch anything. And after the first break, it will be gone. In fact, why don't we just take our first break now? Okay, No, I'm serious. Let's try this. We got a lot to do. So we'll just talk a lot more on the other side. But this mysterious thing just appears, and sometimes it just goes away after the first break. So we're going to take the first break early and see what happens. Okay, we have got a lot to talk about today. More car break-ins in Lakeview. And I guess Lakeview is kind of an upscale neighborhood, so, you know, as Neil Norman said, you know, why not go shopping there? We'll talk about that. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Nobody's going to touch anything. Ian, don't touch anything in the studio. We'll take this break. Boy, this is a cliffhanger, right? You're going to want to hang on through the break to see if the echo really does go away. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. From New Orleans, Stephen, you're on WWL.
Yeah, I've got an idea on your noise in your microphone.
Okay, let me bring everybody up to date. If you just joined us, it happens once in a while. There is a mysterious echo, and apparently it is only on this show, and it is in the first segment of the show, and it happened today. It happens sometimes twice a week. Sometimes it goes 2 weeks without happening. Nobody can explain it. We don't change anything, but after the first break, it goes away. What do you think it might be, Stephen?
Well, how about your disinfectant that I know you go in and wipe everything down between you and Merle Norwin's show, and maybe it's gotten into the microphone and it takes that long to dry it out?
That is the best theory I've heard. I mean, that is possible because, yeah, I've got my wipes here and I wipe down the microphone, but there's a mic screen here that's not actually attached to the mic. But I do, in case anybody's germs have pierced the mic screen and gotten onto the mic, I do swipe the mic. But it doesn't seem like there's that much liquid in there. But I don't know, well, man. It's the best theory I've heard, Stephen.
With electronics, it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. To mess them up. And maybe you're just getting enough in there to make the gargle and not enough to short
it
out.
Hang on. Let me do it again right now. I've got wipes right now. I carry wipes almost wherever I go. So hang on. We'll do this live on the air.
Okay.
Popping open the wipes. Got the wipe out. So what I first do is I do the mic screen. And then I go inside of the mic screen, and now I'm doing the actual mic. Okay. That's it! Oh, my God, Stephen, breakthrough! Well, that explains it. So I guess I'm the only hygienically oriented talk show host. That's it!
Oh,
my God, I can't believe you explained. Because I'll tell you, we would have had all of our engineers in here, and I don't think anybody would have brought that up.
Yeah.
But that was the difference. That was the difference. Okay, so it wasn't the ghost of David Tyree, or Buddy Deliberto.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, I appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
God, this has got to be the smartest audience in America to have figured that out, this mysterious echo. And I mean, you know, I don't touch anything in the studio, you know, in terms of volumes. I don't change all that. And Ian Hoke wasn't doing anything in the other room. This echo, it just... But you know, it also just happened to disappear right after the first break, even though we moved the break up. So, yeah, well, and now it's not here. I mean, I didn't do it very long. I do it longer when I start the show. But yeah, I mean, I wipe stuff down. Well, I'll wipe it down, but I'll just I'll blow it before I go in the air. So then we don't have to worry about the echo. Amazing. Tech says he nailed it, man. Alcohol evaporated, possibly. Another tech says the microphone's noise and the mysterious booms related. I don't think so, but you know, hey, I could be wrong. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Wow, the mysterious echo of the Scoot on the Afternoon Show finally solved by a guy who was listening and figured it out from afar. We'll talk about the Grammys later. There was no Trump bashing on the Grammys. Does that surprise you? I also want to talk about the hypocrites in the Southern Baptist movement that are involved in a big sex scandal. I wonder how many of them were involved in having strong opinions against gays. Interesting topic. We'll get into that in the next hour. Also, we're talking about Virginia Governor Northam, who says he's not going to resign. If you think he should not resign, is that because you don't think blackface is an insult or because you think Governor Northam has changed? Last night, one of the big winners at the Grammys was a Childish Gambino. His song, This Is America, won Song of the Year and Record of the Year and Video of the Year, and it's about race relations in America. And I think this is the first time a rap song has ever won Song of the Year and Record of the Year. We're going to talk more about that in the final hour, plus play more of the winners. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.